Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 65, Mizmor Samachay. The word shir, song, appears 42 times in Tehillim, 31 of which are in the title verse. And why not? The poems are prayers, pleas, lamentations, philosophical tomes, but most of all, songs. Lamanatzech, Mizmor de David, shir, a song. And yet he starts his song with the word silence. How poetic. Lecha dumiya tehillah. To you, God, silence is the greatest praise. The verse continues, Elohim b'tzion ulecha yeshulam neder. To you, the vow shall be performed. Starting with the word silence to sing your song. Yet this is only the interpretation of Midrash, Rashi, Ibn Ezra, and others. A different interpretation is offered by other commentaries, which learns that the word dumiya comes from the word dmut, meaning a form. They connect this verse, first phrase, with the following ones of going to Zion, to praise God, saying that to you, God, we praise in Zion, and to you we fulfill our vows, thus deflating the beauty of the poetry, saying that dumiyah does not mean silence. Anyway, verse Gimel, Shameat Tfila Adecha Kol Basar Yavo, continues this theme of going, oh, you hear the prayer, you shall, to you all flesh shall come. Divrei Avonot Gavru Minei Psha'enu Atat Chaprem. So iniquities and sins, you will purge them. Ashrei tivcharu tekarev yishkon chatzerecha nisba'a betuv beitecha kodesh heichalecha. Metaphysically happy is the one whom you choose to bring near. He may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. Those who hear will be drawn to come to the temple to fulfill their own vows, to praise God. Even though he mentions the rumors of his sins, which overwhelm him, he knows that God will atone. Then he invokes his favorite word, ashrei, metaphysical joy, to those who come close to God's courtyard, who swear in the goodness of God's temple. Noraot betzedek ta'anenu elehe yishenu, mivtach kol katzvei eretz v'yam rechokim, mechin arim bekocho ne'azar begvura, mashpiach shon yamim shon galehem hamon le'umim, v'yir'u yoshvei katzot me'ototecha, motzei boker, ve'erev tarnin. By awesome things and righteousness will you answer us, O God of our salvation. You are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest sea, who by his strength he has established the mountains being girded with power, who stills the noise of the seas, roaring of the waves, the tumult of the peoples. And those who dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid of your signs. You make the outgoings in the mornings and evenings to rejoice. Four verses of praise to God. He answers their pleas. The God of salvation, instilling confidence in his adherents, creator of the mountains with power, silencing the seas, the waves, the nations. Those who see from all the corners of the earth will fear his signs. He inspires joy in song. The psalmist continues with praise, thanking God for not just creating the world, but bringing the rain, providing produce, making the vegetation plush, governing nature in the most plentiful and joyous way. It leads those who witness this to want to break into song. Pakata aret v'tishokeka rabat ashrena peleg Elohim malei mayim tachin dganam kichen tachina neha tilameha ravan nichet gidudeh berivivim timogagna tzimachat v'arech. Itar teshnat tovotecha magalecha yirafun deshen yirafun oot midbar v'gil gvaot tachgorna lavshu karim atzon. It's quite poetic, the types of verbs that he uses to describe the abundance of nature and the praise to God. You visit the earth and water it. If you greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You provide their grain. You have prepared it. You water her furrows abundantly. You settle her ridges, make it soft with showers. You crown the year with goodness, and your paths drop fatness. The pastures of the wilderness drip. The meadows are clothed with flocks. The witness here, much like in many of the Psalms, such as 96 and 97, is nature itself. It is the meadows and the valleys who are covered in flocks and grain. They shout out to sing a song to God. This psalm is about God's praise. At first, he claims that silence is the greatest praise. This perhaps because no description of God is enough to truly capture his awesome nature. Instead, perhaps, silently standing and waiting on God, perhaps that is the highest level. And yet, the psalmist can't help himself. And he continues with a litany of descriptions of how nature sees the beauty, sees the divine, calls out in song, and is continued to be filled with gratitude to what God has provided.